For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. The Navy plays it safe ahead of Dorian. One prosecutor passes on marijuana possession. The school transgender bathroom ban stays in the courts. And hands off the ginseng. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, September the 4th, 2019. The U.S. military is taking precautions as Hurricane Dorian threatens ships and planes based on Virginia's coast. U.S. Air Force Colonel David Lopez said in a statement yesterday that F-22 Raptor fighter jets and T-38 Talon training planes will leave Langley Air Force Base in Hampton. The planes will fly to the Rickenbacker Air National Guard Base outside Columbus, Ohio. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy is ordering ships on Virginia's coast to prepare to leave if necessary. Vice Admiral Andrew Lewis said in a statement that ships at the world's largest Navy base in Norfolk and other nearby installations will be ready to depart within 24 hours. By heading out to sea, the ships will better protect themselves and reduce significant potential damage to piers, airplanes, and other pieces of infrastructure. Marijuana possession is still against the law in the Commonwealth, but one prosecutor in Northern Virginia is taking action to sidestep prosecution for low-level offenders. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
Earlier this year, two Northern Virginia prosecutors lost their jobs after progressive challenges from the left advocating for criminal justice reforms like getting rid of the cash bail system and eliminating the death penalty. Now, Alexandria Commonwealth's attorney Brian Porter has a new diversion program for marijuana arrests where participants don't even have to plead guilty. Maya Castillo at New Virginia Majority says marijuana possession arrests can haunt people unnecessarily.
People can lose their jobs, become ineligible for public housing. People are restricted from student loans. And so I think it's high time that we see some reforms here.
But marijuana is still against the law. And Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says Alexandria's new diversion program goes a bit too far.
I don't think he's following the letter or spirit of the law. And it's going to be a fascinating issue when and if it reaches the Virginia Supreme Court. That assumes that the legislature doesn't act on this beforehand.
Until that time, the Alexandria prosecutor says he'll be expunging the record of participants who successfully complete his diversion program. I'm Michael Pope.
A Virginia school board has filed a federal appeal to defend its transgender bathroom ban. The Gloucester County School Board's appeal appeared on the docket yesterday at the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond. A U.S. District Court judge ruled last month that the board violated the rights of former student Gavin Grimm, a transgender male. The policy required transgender students to use private restrooms or bathrooms that correspond with their biological gender. The board said it was protecting students' privacy. The board has been in a years-long fight over the policy with Grimm. Briefs containing legal arguments will come next. When Congress returns for the fall session, members will consider a bill that aims to protect transgender people experiencing homelessness. The bill was introduced by a first-time representative from the Commonwealth. Once again, here's Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope.
Should homeless shelters be able to turn away people who are transgender? The Trump administration is trying to undo an Obama-era rule that prevents taxpayer-funded shelters from engaging in discrimination. Freshman Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton of Northern Virginia has a bill that would prevent Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson from undoing the protection.
This is important because nearly one-third of transgender people will experience homelessness at some point in their lives.
Laura Durso at the Center for American Progress says Congress can send a message to the president.
There will be consequences for people who enable the use of taxpayer dollars to fund discrimination. It's really important that the House and the Senate take the step to say that these are important protections.
The bill made it out of committee shortly before lawmakers left town for the August recess, and supporters are hopeful the House leadership will put the bill on the floor when Congress gavels back into session. I'm Michael Pope.
Congress returns to session on Monday, September 9th. An ER nurse from Charlottesville is launching a bid to be Virginia's next lieutenant governor. Kellen Squire announced last week that he's running to be the Democratic nominee in the 2021 race for lieutenant governor. He ran unsuccessfully for the House of Delegates in 2017. In his campaign announcement, Squire said that his biggest political influence is former Lieutenant Governor Henry Howell, an outspoken populist who served in the 1970s. Squire is the first declared candidate for lieutenant governor. The current lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, has indicated he may run for governor in 2021. Current governor Ralph Northam is not eligible to run in 2021, as Virginia law does not allow governors to serve consecutive terms. And finally today, state agriculture officials are reminding Virginia's ginseng lovers that collecting the plant is prohibited in most places. The ginseng harvest season began Sunday, but the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says regulations protect the plant. American ginseng grows wild in Virginia's forests, but it's listed as a threatened species under the state's Endangered Plant and Insect Species Act. On public lands where ginseng harvesting is allowed, diggers must obtain a permit. On private property, anyone harvesting ginseng must obtain permission from the property owner. Wild ginseng harvest season ends December 31st. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Bob Levicky returns tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.